Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have got the big kahuna for you today. An unbelievably important transmission, totally jam-packed from one end to the other with the most important news and information of our times. We've got the latest on the SOPA and the PIPA free speech killing bills. Those are on the rocks thanks to unprecedented demonstrations and protest that are going on. We've got all of that unfolding. We also have Rick Perry dropping out and endorsing Newt Gingrich. If you ever wonder what type of conservative Rick Perry is, former chief of staff for Al Gore, supporter of carbon taxes, open borders, everything else that all these conservatives run around worshiping. They're now just now starting to wake up to the fact that they're being conned.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225 or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live. The gates have opened. The wild bucking bull has been released. We are transmitting worldwide on AM and FM dial, over 100 affiliates, XM channel 166, global shortwave and audio streams at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, as well as the PrisonPlanet.tv video streams. And we are going to be here for the next 3 hours, at least today. It is the 19th day of January, 2012. And the quickening is obviously accelerating. And I've got a trillion different thoughts racing through my mind. I will attempt to control myself today. I will attempt to not explode in rage and anger, but also in exultation in the level of victories we're having against tyranny, but also in disgust at the victories that the control freak criminal gangs are having as well. It is the best of times. It is the worst of times. We have an unbelievable transmission lined up for you. Richard Stallman, free software guru of gurus, will be joining us to talk about SOPA and a lot more coming up for 30 minutes in the second hour today. Great job to the crew getting that set up. Also want to say great job to all the listeners and all of our affiliates and sponsors. We couldn't do this without you. And it shows every day that there are a lot of good people in this country, and that the majority of people want freedom and have courage, that we could be on over 100 AM and FM stations. I just learned that for over a month we've been on a big station in Albuquerque. I just learned that for over 2 months we've been on another big station in Colorado, another big one in California, and in New York State and Florida. I mean, we're just exploding right now and getting in some areas number one in places like Orlando and other major cities. That shows you that the truth is hitting on all cylinders and people are really ready to wake up and really ready to hear the truth. That is so incredibly exciting. And I will try to live up to the responsibility I've got here. And I know a lot of people have jumped through a lot of hoops to get us on the radio locally in your area. I know that a lot of people have done a lot to sponsor this broadcast and support us over the years. And we owe it all to you, the listeners and supporters out there. You're not behind this show. You are beside this show and in front of this show and all around this broadcast of awakening and understanding. You are the key to all of this. If there's a weak link, it is Alex Jones. And I've got my positive points, but I understand that I'm only human. It is the wisdom of the crowd and of Common Sense America and people across the world that have verified and supported our information and helped get it out to countless millions. And you are the reason this broadcast and everything we do is strapped on top a giant rocket. I mean, we are having a huge effect. Now, I'm done ranting. We have that big guest on SOPA coming up. We've got the latest on SOPA. We've got unbelievable breaking Ron Paul election 2012 news that is hiding in plain view and that no one is pointing out, that no one is discussing out there, not even on the big Ron Paul sites. And I don't blame them. This just broke in the last hour. I was in here getting ready for the show, and I heard some of it on the local news radio we had on in the background and on the TV, but it was Darren McBreen, our reporter, that walked in and said, "Have you seen all these articles?" And I read them, and the spin all came together, and it is so outrageous what they're doing. I'm going to tell you about that in a moment, but it's around Iowa. Then we've got the economic news. Kodak files for bankruptcy protection. U.S. losing high-tech manufacturing jobs to Asia. We've lost more than a quarter under globalism in just the last few years. Washington Post. This is like a success report card the globalists are putting out. Obama shut down that pipeline that would supply more gasoline, more oil to the United States from Canada. Of course, it'll now just go east, or I guess west in that case, to China, so that they'll get that oil. They already get 80% of the oil that comes out of Alaska. Our own government blocks it. Vampire hedge funds are sucking Greece dry. Just amazing news on that front. We've got some really good news from the Paul camp. Ron Paul has introduced legislation to strike down NDAA's unconstitutional police state sections. This got no attention anywhere. The corporate media, the only attention they gave Ron Paul, because I know I was up all last night on Coast to Coast AM and doing radio interviews this morning, and I was tracking it. Nothing in the news about Ron Paul going back to Washington when the other candidates wouldn't think about it and voting against the debt increase. They reported on that and said it was symbolic and pointless and he's pathetic. They didn't point out all the other stuff he did, like introduce legislation to repeal the secret police, secret arrest, total war, end of habeas corpus, end of the Constitution, NDAA. Radio, TV, print, silence. One guy happened to be watching the C-SPAN back there in the coffee room. His name's Kurt Nemo, and he wrote an article about it in the afternoon yesterday. There was a few articles from the controlled left, like Huffington Post today, and I commend him for that. But that's big news right there. Ron Paul introduces legislation to strike NDAA's unconstitutional section 1021. that allows the military to operate domestically, the black bag citizens, and of course, I think it should be more. And of course, he says he's introducing the bill. It hasn't been introduced yet. Reportedly, that's going to happen today or tomorrow, but hopefully he'll have the other sections. He just mentioned his bill would have that to not say that the worldwide battlefield without congressional approval, forget a declaration, not even approval, they can kill whoever they want, bomb whoever they want, invade whoever they want, because Obama is the new master of the universe. So you've got all of that happening with almost zero media coverage. Dinosaur, corporate, prostitute, prostitute media. And we're going to be discussing that with, somebody you could call the father of the free software, free internet movement, the Obi-Wan Kenobi of it, Richard Stallman, will be joining us, coming up to talk about SOPA. But you know, something clicked for me last night while I was basically staying up all night. I did take an hour-long cat nap. That's why I'm so energized today. It's just amazing. Google is already using SOPA-like censorship. And I want to break this down later. Google was set up with NSA and CIA money. You can just type that into the NSA search engine Google, and you'll get Washington Post, MIT Magazine. But they're like how cute it is and how sweet sea cake it is and how much fun it is, and it's no big deal, and, oh, yeah, the heads of Google go to Bilderberg, and on and on and on. So why did Google black out its name on its website yesterday, which was just kind of ceremonial, without even linking to any information to explain what was happening, like Reddit and Infowars.com and Wikipedia did? Very effective what Wikipedia did. I don't realize how much I use Wikipedia, even though it's questionable sometimes because it is open source, as you'd call it. But overall, it's pretty accurate. Sometimes they put in there that I've died, or they put disinformation in there about other people. But it gets corrected. And they kind of spin things and don't really have any of our accomplishments on there and cover a bunch of gossip. So overall, it's distorted. But the general info on it, at least in the bibliographies, is very useful. And I realized with Wikipedia blacked out yesterday how much I use it. Of course, I did put in a 22-hour day yesterday, but I probably, without even thinking, was directed there or linked there more than 30 or 40 times. I mean, I quit counting, and it was blacked out. And it was smart how they did it. You'd see the info for about 2 seconds that you were looking for. And of course, I don't just believe what I read on there. I then go check the bibliography and go to the links on the bottom. But it is invaluable. It is the best encyclopedia out there. And of course, it's not 100% accurate. About 95% accurate from my deep research. That doesn't mean I'm completely accurate either. But the point is, there's a lot of agendas there. But you could see it for about 3 seconds or so, and you'd be start to read the info you wanted, and then boom, it would cut to the black page and say, learn about internet censorship and this SOPA bill that will cripple freedom on the web as we know it, take political action. And Reddit had an effective deal as well. We just put a big banner at the top linking to some basic info about it. That's because we've beat this dead horse over and over again. You know, we've done our job on this front. We don't just do it on one day. We do it every day. But everybody's missing the main enchilada here, the main boat. Why is Yahoo? Why is Google? Why are big globalist firms that are known New World Order, why are they against it? It's an internal fight in the system. Because they don't want a government with ham-fisted people having the power to shut down whenever they want, and blacklist people. Because Google's global, and basically for all intents and purposes, is a large part of the internet. I mean, I'd call it several large organs of the internet. I mean, you take those out, it would really have some issues. And they're tentacled into everything. This is an internal globalist separation of power struggle, something the founders said would hold back tyranny to a certain extent, because they're always battling with each other like two hyenas over a baby gazelle they've already killed, and one's got a leg, one's got the neck, and they're kind of pulling it. One of them runs in and grabs some guts and drags those off into the bushes. Eyeballs are hanging out. So later, and I'm going to break this down, we're going to show you the total proof of Google censoring and doing exactly what SOPA does, like gangbusters on steroids. That's all coming up today. But first, the unbelievable Ron Paul censorship, election fraud, huge scandal going on right now that is getting almost no attention. I mean, it's getting covered, but they're not telling you what's happened.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
You take a model.
Put him in control.
And put him in control.
Watch him become a god.
Watch him become a god.
Watch your constitutional rights roll.
Watch people's heads roll.
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 I know you're listening, Dave. I'm going to say hi. Sorry I'm butchering your great music. Just like the Pied Piper.
Piper, let rest.
You know, if you look at the whole Gingrich thing that Drudge broke before ABC News even announced they were going to air the interview this evening, you've got the ex-wife who she had cancer, and he came to her and divorced her, and then he told one of his top aides, reportedly, this has been out for years, but now she's speaking out, well, she's not good-looking, she's old, she's got cancer, I need a young, good-looking wife to get elected. I mean, even if you and your wife weren't getting along, when they've got cancer or whatever, you take care of them. And it just shows this is a demon. This is a demon. And then he's got this new wife, and she buys like $500,000 worth of jewelry every few months. I mean, it just, and then he writes books about being frugal. That's the thing. You want to buy $500,000 worth of jewelry every few months for your wife to keep her happy because it's all this lobbyist money you got selling America out. Well, that's one thing, traitor. But to write books about it, being frugal and all this garbage when you're a little pimp who likes glitter bug stuff. And most of these globalists, that's how they are. They're into just petty junk. These are such empty little chicken neck jellyfish. And again, I'm not saying things are bad. Comfort, security, you know, being able to travel, certainly. Access to good medical care. But it's always so many of the nouveau riche and others, they're just into the baubles. And they worship the baubles. And it just shows how empty these people will sell their souls. They'll just fall down for money. Just fall over themselves to climb the globalist ladder. Okay. Coming up, Ron Paul introduces legislation to strike NDAA's police state provisions. Huge news. The latest on SOPA. In deep trouble, Rand Paul vows to block internet censorship bills. Big economic news. That's all coming up. And, of course, in the next hour, the father of the free software movement is going to be joining us to get into SOPA and a lot more. But right now, let me start getting into this. This is so big that when I learned this morning, I had Kurt Nemo in here, and I was talking to him about writing an article, and we were almost flummoxed by how insane it is, how big it is, and how it's just being reported like they're talking about the price of a canned ham at Safeway. I mean, it's like they're just mumbling, oh, yeah, you can get some tires for this. Or, yeah, the weather was this and kind of hot and balmy. Because I'm listening to local Fox News on local radio. I'm watching TV. I've got stacks of the news. And something's missing in this news I'm about to cover. The name Ron Paul. And it was hiding in plain view. That's why I get angry. I'm in here listening to this, watching this, going, okay, Rick Perry's dropped out. Okay, he's endorsing the globalist, Mr. Carbon Tax, Gingrich, Mr. New World Order. Okay, they're now saying Santorum won Iowa. And Iowa's the big news, folks. Santorum won Iowa. But they're saying the results can't be used because there were so many problems and trucks lost full of the ballots. The ballots are called in, folks. And there was a gentleman agreement to give Santorum more votes 2 weeks ago when all this happened. I mean, remember all that stuff we covered? So we knew there was fraud then. I told you 2 weeks ago. I told you there was going to be fraud days before. And we had Wayne Paul on, Ron Paul's brother. In fact, let's get Wayne Paul back on the last 30 minutes today if he can do it, or if not tomorrow or Sunday. I want to get his take on this. And then Wayne sent some stuff to the campaign, and they said, oh, no, we don't see any evidence of fraud in Iowa, you know, a day and a half out. We'll see what happens. It's because they want to take the high road, because the media will make them look like sore losers. And I'm not beating around the bush here. I'm letting you know how our thought processes work, because it's important to understand how even the InfoWars operation doesn't see things that are so naked, that are so in plain view. But simply put, Nemo's got an article coming out very soon on InfoWars.com, and nobody else is reporting this. But I'm about to tell you that they're saying Iowa results can't be trusted. They're up in the air. The news there is reporting final Iowa tally gives Santorum edge over Romney. No winner declared because results from eight of the state's nearly 1,800 precincts are missing. Now, we told you this the day it happened, the night after, and we were kooks for saying it. But in here, they're still saying, we'll just give it to Santorum, and there's no discussion of Ron Paul getting any delegates. I mean, this is big. They may try to steal his Iowa delegates.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes. If not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Okay, so here we are, and we told everybody up front that there was clear evidence of missing ballots in Iowa. And, I mean, everybody said if Ron Paul's going to get a fair shake anywhere, it's going to be Iowa, because you've got the 1,800 precincts. Everybody raises their hand. You publicly count them up in front of everybody, and then a phone call is made to the central counting office, and then those numbers are all published and it's all transparent. Instead, in some areas, they counted them in secret. They would call in the numbers, but then later say, oh, we didn't get the call, drive them to this location, and then people would just disappear or they wouldn't be called in. All of this went on. So we then found the clip on Fox News of the guy who was the architect of so much of the election manipulation in 2000. You can't deny that. It's not that I'm for Al Gore either. It's like, you know, two choices of the same poison. But Karl Rove is clearly a scamster. He's been caught many times doing different types of, you know, dirty deeds, done dirt cheap. And he comes out on Fox News and says, well, there were some precincts that came up missing. So they just got in a room together as gentlemen and decided to give Santorum more points to put him into second place, basically. Well, now, weeks later, they just come out like it's no big deal and say, the results are in question. We don't know what we're going to do. More delegates will probably go to Santorum now, and the rest to Mitt Romney. It looks like that Santorum really won, but it's all in question, but he won. And then no discussion in over a dozen news articles, national and local, about it. Ron Paul's not mentioned. And I was shown an article a couple days ago by Rob Dew here, who runs the Nightly News. It was the L.A. Times admitting that they made the decision 6 months ago to not mention Ron Paul and to act like he can't win because they've decided he isn't a real candidate. They have decided, and he's in second place in most states. He's the only guy that's a constitutionalist. In polls, he's the best against Obama, but they have decided to give him 89 seconds in one debate, the CBS debate, or to kick him out of another debate, or when they talk about him to only be negative. There is the arrogance of these people. And this is big, big, big news. Finally, Iowa tally gives Santorum edge over Romney. No winner declared. News 14. The final results of the Iowa caucuses are in, and there's a chance and a change at the top. Rick Santorum edged Mitt Romney by 34 votes. Romney had been considered the winner after initial tallies gave him an 8-vote advantage. Despite the surprise flip, Iowa's Republican Party is not naming an official winner because results from 8 of the state's nearly 1,800 precincts are missing. The college towns, the Ron Paul supporter areas, Eames and other areas. GOP Chairman Matt Strawn says he's congratulating both Santorum and Romney as he did the day after the Iowa caucuses. Strawn describes it as the closest contest in caucus history. Now, there's no mention here of Ron Paul. The article goes on for page after page. I have the news articles here, and there's no mention of Ron Paul because they're lying by omission. Here's another one. A Register exclusive, 2012 GOP caucus count unresolved, Des Moines Register. And look at this. If you go pull this article up, or if you're watching us on PrisonPlanet.tv right now, look at it. It has the results, and it mentions no one but Rick Santorum and Mitt Romney. Gee, we'd like to know what happened with Ron Paul, who was just a few points behind. We'd like to at least hear about him. There is no telling what they are doing here. Here's another one. Final Iowa tally gives Santorum edge over Romney because of missing votes. No winner declared. The votes remain missing 2 weeks after events. So you've got the college towns missing, the places where Ron Paul was polling in giant double digits that would have pushed him over. Sorry, some of the most populated areas where Ron Paul was dominating, like Ames, gone. And Karl Rove says, well, you know, they all met behind closed doors, some of the election officials, he won't mention who, and they met with Santorum and Romney, and they made a gentleman's agreement. I'm glad that they knew these votes were missing at like 5 o'clock at night, and that they just said, well, there was a gentleman's agreement. That's the way it is. So that's the new America. Here's another one. Breaking, Perry obviously drops out of presidential race, endorses Newt Gingrich, and guess who else endorsed Newt Gingrich? Sarah Palin. If you ever wanted to know about cutesy, Little Miss Cutesy, Little Miss Beauty Queen, If you ever wanted to know what she's doing when she's not chasing professional athletes around, if you ever wanted to know what she's up to, well, you now know. Endorsing a guy who's known to leave his wife while she's fighting cancer and to brag about how, well, I got to have me a hot cutie to get elected. Just cold-blooded snake right out of the pit of hell who supports carbon taxes, open borders, socialist health care, gun control in the past, abortion, all of it. And don't send me emails. Well, he doesn't support that stuff now. Well, yeah, because he's lying to you. I mean, I can play you clips all day of Mitt Romney, how great abortion is, but now he's telling you, you know, how horrible it is. I mean, they'll lie to you. And if you turn your back on them, they'll stick a knife in you. In fact, they'll stick a knife in you and tell you they're giving you a rose. And now it's coming out. Newt Gingrich was exposed yesterday on the Drudge Report, who broke that ABC News was having an internal debate over airing it, but had decided to air it on the eve, just a few days before the South Carolina primary. And now ABC, after being scooped of their own story, has come out and confirmed what Drudge is reporting. And that is, well, you can read the quotes. There was a civil war inside the network over it. Now that's been confirmed by ABC. And she's going to come out and talk about how he said, look, I'm leaving you. You know, you're not good looking. You got cancer. I need me a young trophy. And they've got reportedly prominent aides and others saying, yeah, he just was cold-blooded. They're like, why are you leaving your wife? That won't be good political. And he's like, look, I need me a pretty young thing for the voters. And you know what? A lot of the voters are shallow enough and evil enough that, I mean, there's nothing better. And I'm not here judging people that, you know, have divorces or whatever, but it's the way Gingrich did it than to see Ron Paul up there with his cute old wife, you know, grandma bake you the cookies. You know, she's had heart problems and stuff, follows him around the campaign trail, sticking with his lady for over 50 years and all his children. You know, that's a life well led. That's a good thing. You can say what you want about Mitt Romney. At least he's got the same wife and kids. Newt Gingrich, I mean, if you can't stay with your wife, that's one thing. But if you're running around from wife to wife to wife and your ex-wives hate you enough to go on TV and talk about you, you're a nasty person. But again, that's not why I'd vote against Gingrich. That's bad enough. It shows the type of person he is. The issue here is that he's a globalist. I've read you his quotes where he calls for putting microchips in people. Don't believe me. Just type in Newt Gingrich calls for putting microchips in population. He wrote stinking articles about it 20 years ago. He calls for the end of the family. He calls for global government. I mean, there's a reason the New World Order picked him out of a nowhere university and put him where he is, because he's a nasty little globalist, part of this Luciferian futurist society. If you don't believe me, just go look it up. Tell you, he's a nasty one. He is a nasty, nasty, nasty little creature. All right, I'm done talking about Newt Gingrich. Now, Mitt Romney may not leave wives who've got cancer and, you know, get him a new hot young thing, but Mitt Romney is for carbon taxes, abortion, gun control, open borders. I'm talking about his voting record, not his rhetoric. And you conservatives out there that want to vote for the pretty boy, you did the same thing with Obama. Sharp, slick, well-spoken, reading off a teleprompter like Mitt Romney. You vote for these Ken dolls. The only difference is what $3,000 suit they're wearing and what color tie and what is before their name, R or D. That's why the system is totally, I mean, there was an article yesterday where, in fact, guys, pull this up. One of the new top officials in the Obama administration is the other former head of Bain Capital, started and set up and run, and he still owns a big part of it, by Mitt Romney. It's come out today that he pays 15% tax on average when blue-collar workers pay more than that. People are like, what do you mean? They tell me people that make it, you know, working sums don't pay taxes. Bull, you pay the Social Security, you pay the FICA, you pay the unemployment, you pay all the other taxes. You know, this lie that half the public doesn't pay taxes, that's a lie. It's about 25% of the public who's not retired doesn't pay income tax. But you pay all the other federal taxes that are there. You pay that gas tax. You pay the cell phone telecommunications taxes. You pay when you fly in an airplane a security fee to be groped. Now they're saying for buses and trains, they're going to start a security fee. The feds are talking about a new fee on gasoline so they can set up checkpoints and feel your wife's and your genitals. And I'm sorry to talk about these subjects, but it's going on. People get upset about talking about what TSA does. Let's talk about what they're doing. You know, I got to define what they're doing. This is the type of stuff that is going on. All right, I've covered the Iowa situation. It's just no discussion of Paul. And, okay, the election was a fraud. But all of this is going on. And there's just no discussion of Ron Paul. You just don't even need to know where he is in the new tabulation that they admit to fraud. And we do have Ron Paul's brother, a chip off the old block, his younger brother, who's been for 40-something years fighting the globalists, out protesting the Fed, suing the IRS. I mean, you talk about a real activist. I know the Paul family, folks. I know the whole deal. And they are basically prototypes of Alex Jones. They're basically G. Edward Griffins. I mean, that's about, they're basically Bob Chapmans. I mean, that's who they are. One brother ran for Congress to fight the New World Order, and here he is today. I wish more people would have run for Congress that knew about the New World Order. I guess Larry McDonald did, and they killed him better than a hammer. I guess Senator Hansen did, and they arrested him on income tax evasion, which turned out to be a fraud, and tortured him nearly to death. You ever seen the interviews with him? So I was looking for those on YouTube. They're not on there. That must predate that. He's in some John Birch Society documentaries and stuff, Congressman Hansen. I mean, they drove him around for something like 8 months or something in an 18-wheeler till his feet all busted like something out of a horror movie. You know, till he had, I don't want to get into it, but you know what sitting down does to your hind end for 8 months. Oh, it's torture. Chained. They call it dieseling. And they taught him. So I guess there have been folks that came before Ron Paul, and you know what happened to them. So, you know, we stand on the shoulders of a lot of dead bodies. You need to remember that. A lot of people gave their lives, their treasure, their homes, their children, so that you would know about this. Take the Lindberghs. Mr. Lindbergh in Congress was speaking out against the Federal Reserve. And it's come out that they basically just grabbed his kid, killed it, and set up a patsy. I mean, they don't play games, ladies and gentlemen. The New World Order doesn't play games. We're going to get Wayne Paul to pop in for about 20 minutes to get his take on what's happening with his brother. Because obviously Ron Paul's going to take the high road on all this because they would crucify him. It's admitted fraud in Iowa. But he's like, well, we did third place. We did pretty good. That's respectable. Yeah, second place in New Hampshire. It was fraud there. We got evidence of that. Truth is, Ron Paul's hotter than a pistol. He is hotter than the sun right now, and he is the real front runner. And they're just doing every bit of spin they can so you don't understand that. The last domino to fall is for us to realize that he is really the front runner. He's been the front runner the whole time. I remember back in 2007 and 8 when he was running for president. When he was in New Hampshire, he would go on local college radio and access TV because the media would not even give him attention. And he was getting pretty good numbers in those states, and they should have been. They were giving people less numbers, more attention. This time, they ignored him for 6 months or so, but the dam broke. They got discredited. The heat got so hot on them, they said, okay, we'll stop ignoring him. Call out the fake Ku Klux Klan groups. Call out people making fun of Asians, attributed it all to him. You know, go through, you know, 20 years of newsletters and find the supplements that a company they hired to promote the newsletters wrote. Don't tell the public that 8 out of 10 of these passages are out of supplements and it's just mild stuff, kind of extreme right wing stuff. You know, never mind the fact it's on record that he only wrote the financial section of it and had 14 published at one time, you know, every week coming out. Just say he hates black people. I mean, after all, they said Rand kidnapped women, worshipped Buddha secretly underwater, wasn't a doctor. It was a bunch of other craziness. They had people dress up in overalls and John Deere hats, literally, and run around with signs talking about black people and Hispanics. I mean, they're going to pull out every stinking trick they've got because we forced them to cover them. All we've got to do is get on the field and it's over. And I'll say it again. People are like, well, they'll probably still just steal it. And we'll expose that they're stealing it and discredit them more. But he'll be there covering real issues. That's why we've got to go all in. If Ron Paul doesn't get the nomination, folks, and I know he probably won't run third party. If he did, he would just be there forcing his way into the debate and forcing his way into the staged event, the theater of Mittens Romney and Barack the sheep herder Obama. With, you know, I mean, both these guys, Romney, 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 Obama, Obama. They're both Judas goats to lead their poor little flocks over the edge of a cliff into a meat grinder. All right, now we got some good news for you straight ahead. Ron Paul introduces legislation to strike down the police state provisions of the NDAA. That's up at Infowars.com. Rand Paul with a double team out of the Senate vows to block internet censorship bills, SOPA, and the PIMPA bill. I call it that, P-I-P-A, and says they're a threat to free speech. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225. Or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
I say I shot the sheriff. But Doc Clarence was in self-defense. Yeah. Freedom came my way one day.
Yeah, freedom came.
And I started out of town, yeah.
And I saw him.
All of a sudden, I saw Sheriff Dan Brown came in to shoot me down.
Yeah, they cornered him.
So I shot the sheriff.
I shot the sheriff. shoot the deputy.
If I am guilty, I will pay.
Well, that is some good stuff. You're going to go back in between local radio in the morning, cooking the kids breakfast, and listen to Johnny Cash and Willie Nelson and Waylon Jennings and Hank Williams the first, because we've been listening to that for about a year. We go back and forth. We got to reintroduce the Bob Marley in the morning for a while, because that is some good stuff, some good breakfast time listening. We kind of go back and forth between classical, reggae, and country, but we tend to get stuck on the country in my house. But I don't know. That Bob Marley's a good second or maybe even first place. I don't know. Okay. In fact, I'm going to ask my wife. I'm going to say, you were the iPod controller just because you always turn it on first. Can we go back to the Bob Marley for a while? Okay. I am digressing. I am digressing here right now. It's just good poetry, folks. You got to love it. So is Johnny Cash, and that's why we love it. Because life is all about poetry. And words are the meaning, the things. Wow, both of these are good news. Rand Paul vows to block internet censorship bills. Who else is fighting tyranny in Congress? SOPA and PIPA are a threat to free speech. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul has promised to do everything within his power to ensure the draconian IP Act and the Stop Online Privacy Act are not brought to a vote. Paul says he will filibuster the PIPA in the Senate, owing to the fact that the bill is a direct threat to the First Amendment. And he goes over that. And they're also backing off of it for now, just so opposition kind of backs off. And people say, well, they'll just come back later. That's why we got to stay on them. You don't, like, go out on the field and fight the tyrants, and then they run off, and then, oh, well, they ran off. They're going to come back like cockroaches. You've got to keep the pressure on them. That's how you win a war, for liberty, for freedom, for anything. That's why the globalists always pressure. And when they don't find resistance, they back off. As soon as we don't resist, they push back again. People are like, gee, we got to fight all the time. Liberty is an eternal fight. Raising your kids right is an eternal fight. Getting up in the morning, it just happens over and over again. People think everything's just supposed to be easy. The truth is, it's fun to fight tyrants. You've got to make it a game. You realize how much fun it is to rout these people. We can really rout the daylights out of them. The problem is, if we really run them back in their holes for a long period, drive them underground for a long time, we'll get so much prosperity, like we did before, that we'll get laughed at by our grandkids about caring about freedom when we save their hind ends, if we're able to do it. And that's the problem. When you give people liberty, they only appreciate it for a generation or so, and that's the problem. You don't want tyranny, but when you defeat it for a while, everybody kind of forgets. And then the criminals creep back in and are careful about it. Now, the criminals kind of got wild for a while, and that's why they're really in trouble. I cannot state to you how big the awakening is right now. NDAA coming to pass, all this stuff happening is really waking people up. I was on Coast to Coast AM last night, and George Norrie totally agreed. His listeners agreed. I mean, it is on. George said, I feel like that wall against evil is building. It's getting stronger, Alex. And I agree with his eloquent words. All right, we'll tell you about Ron Paul introduces legislation to strike NDAA's unconstitutional section. And we've got somebody coming up.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.